It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are more than 200,000 reservists on active duty with the U.S. military, including Rob Rossi, stationed in Kuwait. He's been away from home since February, and his wife, commentator Holly Rossi, says their separation isn't getting easier as the time goes on, even though she's had a lot of support from her friends and his.
When I log on to my email lately, I'm jammed with new messages. It's not unusual that I would be getting lots of email with support from family and friends. But these messages aren't words of comfort or encouragement. They're mostly single lines, or even single words, from movies, songs, and random inside jokes from four of Rob's childhood friends. Luckily, I've known them all for more than 10 years, and I also have a decent memory for choice lines from quotable movies, like Caddyshack, A Few Good Men, and Spaceballs. It's only since Rob left that I'm even part of these email exchanges. They're usually for men only, and they can go on for dozens of messages. A typical round might begin with a message reading, "Kinda hot in these rhinos," from the fine film Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. An appropriate response would be anything from, "Meet with sinister types much," from that same movie, to practically any other line from any other movie, Jim Carrey related or otherwise. A recent group of messages culminated in the entire set of lyrics to the song Footloose after a Kevin Bacon back and forth. It's that simple. It's also weird. Some might say it's a childish pastime for 30-year-old men, but I say it keeps them bonded like a band of brothers. The ultimate insult with these guys is to be accused of bannering. A banner is a tantrum, named aptly for David Banner, otherwise known as the Incredible Hulk. Banner would fly into a rage and burst, green and muscular, from his mild-mannered life. In high school, Rob's friends started calling one another Banner whenever a dispute over a calculus grade or a track workout would come up. As they got older, Banners became more adult, like bannering on the golf course or over a political issue. A particularly famous incident was when one of the guys had a hissy fit on the 4th of July a number of years ago. That episode will forever be known as the Star-Spangled Banner. Lately, I'm so grateful to be included on their inside jokes, belonging as one of the guys. Life has gotten so serious with Rob gone, and many of my emails and phone calls involve anxiety about really scary things like terrorism. Rob is getting increasingly homesick as the weeks and months tick by since his deployment, and I'm tempted to banner on the world on a daily basis. There's a lot to be angry about, from why appliances and cars only break when Rob is away, to why world leaders can't work together for peace. But if I stay inside the superhero Hollywood world, where anger can be used for good and not for evil, maybe I can stay safe. And maybe these guys will wind up saving the world, or at least my world, until Rob comes home.
Holly Rossi lives in Arlington, Massachusetts.